Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say what's going on this beautiful Thursday. It's almost Friday. Time for the weekend to kick it off. Today on the show, y'all, gonna have upcoming artist Scandalous on. Y'all, he is a cool dude. Y'all gotta check him out. Check out his new single. And he is getting out there. He's from Mercer, California, but he moved to Dallas, Texas, and he is getting his thing on down there. So, y'all definitely don't go nowhere. Check out the interview. If you want to hear something, y'all hit me up, 347-215-6288, and I will drop some joints right now. But before I get to that, I missed Black Ink Crew last night. I am very upset. I missed it. I don't know how the hell I missed it, but I did watch Empire. What is going on with Anika and this? Y'all, if y'all saw that mama, that mama was getting ready to shoot Anika tail. She said, I'll take care of it, the white. I was like, oh, okay. She cutting up. I love my Empire, though, but I am pissed off. I wanted to see who threw a glass of wine on who last night. I saw the tweets and stuff, but I missed it. So, anybody saw the dirt and the gossip, y'all hit me up. 347-215-6288. I'm rolling solo today. Normally have my sidekick calling in, giving us a little dirt, little scandalous gossip and stuff, but she on the road right now. Anywho, gonna drop some joints really quick, and when I come back, gonna have Scandalous De Leon. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your sitting right here at Open Talk 2.
Thank you.
To listeners in my KPFT 90.1 FM. I got California. I got Scandalous De Leon, y'all, on the line. What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing. Tell my listeners a little bit about
Scandalous Deleon. I want to know a little bit about you and how you came up with this artist name now.
All right, so it's a little bit more than an artist name now.
Okay.
I was in a little altercation as a young man.
Mm-hmm.
I was good with my fighting skills.
Mm.
Got a little tussle.
Just bad.
My thing was about me and about three other guys I'm going against. So after the fight was done, it was at school too. And whatever kids listening, don't be fighting at school.
That's right.
So. Dang, and then after that, people would tell me, dang, man, you did those dudes scams.
Okay.
Took it and ran with it.
Just bad. So let me ask you, what inspired you to get into the music industry?
Pretty much it was growing up, my mom was a huge music listener.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly R&B, though, but the only rapper she allowed in the house was pop.
Oh. All right, Mama. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I like Mama.
Okay, now. Yeah, that's the only rapper in the house. So just, outside of the Ozzy Brothers and Keith Sweat and them, listening to Pop, it was just like he was just telling the story that I had growing up with single mom, two other siblings. She working three or four jobs, Pop in and out the house or not around at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just figured out a way I wanted to be able to tell my story. And then one day, I was just writing and putting words together and figured out that I was good at it. And then it ain't bad that I can get paid off it, too. So that was another little, it's just a little extra blessing. Very on top. But pretty much, I just wanted to tell my story and have something to say.
Okay, I like that. Okay, hold on, I got to go back to Tupac real quick. So, you know, the word in the wind is he's still alive. What you think about that?
Honestly, how I feel about it, I honestly think Pop gone.
Of course.
But his work ethic was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he just stayed in the studio and recorded enough records to keep his name going.
I know, ain't that crazy?
Yeah, like the man lived in there. So his impact on the world was wild, from movies to music to just being a solid person, an advocate, you know, for the
right.
Young people, the young black people or whatever. So that's what made him live as long as still to this day. So,
and it is really amazing how much material they had stored, put up or whatever. Didn't his mama just recently pass? Oh, that was
yeah,
Biggie.
Yeah, recently passed.
Okay, that was his mom. Well, okay. Okay.
2 months ago. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just being curious. But anyway, so let me ask you, what projects are you currently working on? Are you studio now? What's going on?
Well, right now I am actively cooking in the kitchen.
Oh,
I got this project called Another Day, Another Dollar, Three, the Third Way. I have recently two other projects entitled Another Day, Another Dollar, One and Two. So this is just the trilogy to that, and that's what I'm cooking up right now.
Okay. So let me ask you. So how often do? Well, I know you say you write your own material. Do you release music like every what? 2-3 months? How does it work with y'all artists?
As far as how I roll, I try to bring out something every year.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like a full solo project. But in between the years, I drop singles or I do compilations with other artists. So I like to stay real active, you know, to keep my name buzzing.
Okay.
Get more buzzing. So, I'm always working, though. But as far as full projects, probably like one or two a year.
Okay, so do you actually get to, like, tour or do any, like shows or anything, open up for anybody, you know, like, locally where you're living, or do you get to do things
okay,
like
so
that?
Okay, so originally I'm from Merced, California.
Okay.
Right now I'm out here in Texas, so.
Really? What part of Texas? You in Houston?
No, I'm in Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas. It was a call on the phone that said Houston. I was like, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Texas, baby.
I heard that.
Yeah. So what you doing in Dallas?
I came out here for the music. I got a brother that
Okay.
Do all the business stuff for me. So he's been out here for a few years and stuff like that. So it was just boom, and he just told me it's time to come on.
Okay.
So he was like, get out your shell and let's work.
That's what I'm talking
about. I was like, well, I'm ready.
That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you if you could collaborate with any artist, an established artist, an upcoming artist, but I want to know if you had the opportunity to work with already established artists, who would it be?
Right now, an established artist will most likely be Nipsey Hussle and Tory Lanez.
Okay. All right.
Man. I choose Nipsey because, you know, he a hot California artist right now. He represents the struggle in the street, the grit and grind.
Okay.
I came up as far as rapping and stuff goes. And then Tory Lanez, of course, he a R&B type.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll give that soulful hood flavor as far as, you know, that good hook and that good 8-bar bridge. So I think that'll be a hot track.
Okay.
And I know it will be a hot track because I'm making that happen. So.
Now, you know what? I dabble a little bit in the industry, but if I could work with any artist, if I had the opportunity, I would work with Eminem. I love his music. I don't know why. I'm just kind of mesmerized with Eminem.
You know what? He's different. He's
he
knowing
is.
It. Right. And he say what he feels, and I ain't mad at it. Because growing up, we used to rock his music tough.
I know.
And he can say what we think about somebody, too.
I'm wondering if him and Dr. Dre would ever do something together again.
They should. I don't know why not. But they probably just soaking up all that money they done made.
We need some of that money.
Hey, I promise. It's enough around here.
I know.
Like, go get it.
So let me ask you, for any upcoming artists that's trying to get established, trying to get their feet wet, because I have artists all the time. I have teens that reach out that try to get their music out there and they can't. What words of wisdom would you share?
As far as the artist trying to make it, work ethic is the number one key. Don't try to be like nobody. If it's somebody you admire and stuff like that, what you want to do is you want to watch their hustle. Period, point blank. However they move, as far as being successful, making some money, that's what you want to watch. You don't want to watch what they do. You want to watch how they move and what they hustle is like. That's period, point blank. If they're grinding, grinding all day, that's what you need to be doing.
Period,
point blank, and protecting your craft.
I like that. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Of course.
All right, y'all. I was rocking with Scandalous De Leon. Gonna drop one of his singles, Don't Go Nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
I'm pulling the trip with the retro and hailing the view when the south is smoking. I'm playing the field. Thank you. I know all my moves are foreign. I know all your bitches born. I know I gave me some weight when I was torn. Fresh and clean like a newborn. I weigh that bitch and it weigh yours. I ride that B with no insurance. What the devil, son?
Pull up on a kid. 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 Pull up on a kid, baby. Pull up on a kid. Pull up on a kid.
Taking the time to call the show today and listen. I did get your request. I tried to get everything I could on. I had some little minor technical difficulties, but that's all right. We rolled through it. That's what we do. And y'all look up and hook up with my artist, Scandalous De Leon. He is, again, he's very cool. So y'all going to be seeing more of him. So definitely check him out. Support him on his music. My next interview, gonna have Lifetime from the rap game. Got my boy King Roscoe, gonna be chopping it up with him. Don't miss that interview. And again, y'all, check out my Houston Power Women football team. Got a game this Saturday. Y'all support them as well. They need a win. Y'all want to be on the show? Hit me up, opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'll get your joints on the rotation. And I'm looking for my girls to play in the yard with the big boys with a rap battle. Y'all hit me up. And I'm getting ready to roll up out of here. So, peace out. Be good.